Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
I am doing question mark, Millennial Ben. Presented by Breaks Plus, and this is the question. The forgotten man in this entire conversation, 2 hours into this show, is what about Drew Lock? So you've given up on Lock. In your endorsement for Stafford, I assume you've given up on Lock.
I have not. No, I haven't given up on Lock. Do I think Lock is going to close the gap in the next 4 or 5 years to help this team at least be competitive in the chase after the Chiefs? Because even if Locke grows exponentially in the next, let's call it the next, forget next season, let's say call it the next 3 seasons, he's still the fourth best quarterback in this division. And that will take exponential, it'll take exponential growth to get him to the fourth best quarterback in this division.
If you get Matthew Stafford, you have the second best quarterback in the division?
Absolutely. No doubt. There is zero doubt.
Because here's, I think, what you need to answer for people. And, like, I like Stafford. I've always been intrigued by his talent, but mm-hmm. I'm a bit leery because of, you know, he hasn't been able to elevate Detroit
right. All
these years.
Yeah.
You study the film. You cover the games. You talk to the people. You talk to the coaches. You talk to the general managers. There is nobody that is as connected into the NFL in this market as you are. So sell me, more importantly, sell Broncos country on the idea that this is a guy who can still play elite quarterback for the next 5 years as a Denver Bronco, as opposed to somebody who is past his prime, is banged up, is only going to be more injury prone, and is trending very quickly towards being Joe Flacco. Here you go. Floor is yours. Sell us.
What I hear from folks, let's use our own Broncos scenario as a cautionary tale. Okay? All I hear from folks is Matthew Stafford had Megatron and he still couldn't win anything. Okay? Because you guys have been duped by loudmouth diva wide receivers, that they are the most important thing. And I'm not calling Megatron a diva. I'm saying you've been duped by this group of wide receivers that have been out there, the Terrell Owens of the world, to think that they're important. And the Detroit Lions were duped. I mean, my guy, Matt Millen, he's my guy. Played with Matt Millen. Love, I went to Hockendockel, Pennsylvania for a weekend with Matt Millen. And he comes in there, this hard-nosed, controlled line of scrimmage, front seven guy, and he does nothing but draft wide receivers, thinking that that's going to get them over the top. That's not getting them over the top. Matthew Stafford has the franchise was loaded on his shoulders and said, here's some receivers, go out and win us a championship. Meanwhile, their defense was atrocious. They never could block anybody. Second down and one and third down and one were passing downs. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't run the ball in the red zone. They couldn't convert on short yardage. Oh, but he had a wide receiver, so why didn't he win a bunch of playoff games? You're the same people that said, oh, we drafted two wide receivers. Now we can run just as fast as Kansas City. Now we're going to compete with them. That's not how football works. It doesn't work that way. And you've been duped by the franchise. You've been duped by a bunch of different people that have lied to you about football forever, and you don't even understand it. You play fantasy football, and you think that's real football. It has nothing to do with it. And so, yeah, he hasn't won a lot. That's a dysfunctional organization that has thrust an entire city on his shoulders and go win us a championship, but we're not going to give you the pieces to actually win championships with. Sorry. It's just a fact.
You're not worried about declining skills, maybe being so banged up over the last couple of years that he's just another injury waiting to happen?
I watched him in a game I called literally break or rip rib cartilage in a game, fought his butt off to come back in, sat out the rest of that game, and then played the next week.
Okay, I broke
my
back.
A season that didn't mean anything.
This isn't me questioning toughness.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt about his toughness. I'm just saying, is he now on a path that is going to lead to more and more injuries? Because it doesn't matter how tough you are. If all you're going to be is broken down for the next handful of seasons, doesn't matter how tough you are.
He will answer the bell and he will play and he'll play at a high level. If you've got the right people around. And listen,
he did play in all 16 games this year. Yeah. For everyone who says, wow, this guy is, you know, fragile. He did play in all 16 games this year.
The guy is, I'm just telling you, the guy is tough. And the guy hasn't, his skill set has not diminished, even with the hits that he's taken, the beatings that he's taken. So,
like him a lot.
I'm telling you, Mike, how many years have I been calling games for Fox now? I just finished my fourth season, right?
You've done a lot of Lions games.
And I've done a lot of Lions games, but I've done a lot of games. I mean, I've done a lot of games. And when you're talking about just a pure talent, I'm trying to think of all the different quarterbacks I have covered. From a pure talent standpoint, this is going to be, so I've done Carr, I've done Herbert, I've done Aaron Rodgers, I've done
Tom Brady,
Kyler Murray. Matt Ryan,
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Showtime.
I have not done a Kansas City game. I'm trying to think of Kirk Cousins,
Herbert.
Wait a minute. Since we're on this, because this is good.
Lamar Jackson.
I've done Lamar Jackson. I've done Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I have done, Baker Mayfield. I have done, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was hurt when I did their game. I've done Phillip Rivers.
Aggravates the stew out of me.
Yeah, it does.
Drew Brees. Russell Wilson, Jared Goff,
Manning. I've done Manning and I've done Jones, Wentz.
Okay.
Trubisky.
You've done just about all of them.
Yeah.
And your point?
My point is this. Of all those guys I just mentioned, just pure talent alone, the only guy that I think is probably more pure talent than Stafford is Aaron Rodgers. Pure throwing talent.
Wow. And why hasn't he been able to lift Detroit better, more?
Mike, they are awful. Dude, I'm telling you, defensively, there is not, in my mind, there's nobody that's more than a backup on their defense. That are every level is guys that should be backups in the league starting. They have never. Now, they've invested in offensive linemen. They invested in Decker in a first-round draft. They've invested in offense, but they have never really put together a real solid offensive line together. They've never, ever taken the pressure off of him to really run the ball. They just never have done it.
Look, you make a really strong case. Very strong case. All right. Counselor, let me redirect.
Okay.
Then why is Detroit willing to move on from him? Here's a guy who, man, if I'm a Lions fan, if there's one thing about this franchise that I can feel like good about, that I can feel like I have a connection to, hope for, is the idea that if I get new coaching and a new general manager in there, hey, let's build around Matt Stafford rather than sweep him out of here. I get why a new coach and a new general manager's looking to do that. Nothing gives you more job security than, hey, let's draft this new young hotshot, and even better, let's sit him behind a veteran for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's how you get job security. But what about the ownership? What about the people who own the Lions? Why would they want to move this guy?
Probably don't want to pay him anymore. What do we talk about the pillars of an organization, right? Ownership, general manager, coaches, and players, right? And listen, the guy's going to make whatever he's going to make, $30 million or whatever it is. And you know, you don't have a chance right now as that roster is currently constructed with him on your roster to be competitive in that division. You're not going to compete with Minnesota. You're not going to compete with Green Bay. You're not. So at this point, is it just make it easy for you to move on and restructure your entire roster? Plus, the cap is going down next year. So, hey, can we get more picks, and can we have some salary cap certainty, and can we sell Detroit on, hey, we got some new young talented players. And we got TJ Hockenson, and we're going to go get ourselves a wide receiver, you know, and oh, it's going to be glory days, right? I mean, isn't that really what it comes down to? Isn't that what you're selling? You're selling hope? You're selling youth? Sell a youth movement. Sell speed. You know, sell a bunch of them, because those things are, you know what? Those things, easily consumable. It's like, you know, it's like when I first got married and didn't have any money, and my wife wanted to buy a really nice couch. And I was like, oh, we don't have that kind of money. We can't, no. And I got us a cheap couch. You know what I did a year later?
Bought a new couch.
Right? Because it doesn't.
So you're saying Lisa was right all along.
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
First of many.
Right. I mean, it just doesn't work. So, you know, at some point you got to buy quality.
Hey, look, I respect your opinion. That's a heck of an endorsement you've given Matthew Stafford. That is a heck of an endorsement.
And I'm not, listen, man, you know me, Mike. I don't get on this microphone and blow smoke. Matter of fact, I'll get on this microphone and ruin some relationships, being honest, or hurt some feelings at the very least. It's my responsibility. Just like when I played for the Broncos, to give 100% of everything, to play hurt, to play injured, to do the things, to sacrifice, that's what I did. And I do the same thing on these airwaves, and I'm telling you, I've had the pleasure of watching that guy play, the pleasure of breaking down endless hours. I mean, this year alone, I spend probably 30 hours a week prepping just film study, 30 hours a week per team or per total team. So it's 15 hours and 15 hours, essentially. So I did two Detroit games. So I'm talking about just this year alone, I've done probably 25 to 30 hours of film study just on Detroit. And over half of that on the offense. I spend more time on the offense than I do defensively. And the last couple of years, I've done a bunch of Detroit games. This is not willy-nilly. Hey, this is not some super fan looking at statistics and going, well, he hasn't won a playoff game, so he can't be good. Right? I mean, this is. I'm throwing my reputation out here.
So you believe he's only going to be 33. Which I get a chuckle out of the texter says, let's go after a declining 33-year-old. 33, folks, are you paying attention to what's going on in the NFL? We just saw Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Big Ben. I mean, all put up tremendous years well into their 30s. So 33 is young now by today's NFL standards, quarterback standards, as long as you're talking about somebody who is not injury prone. As long as you're talking about somebody who is not now on a path where he's just going to continue to be broken down. Because otherwise, if you're confident he's not, then 33, he's young. He's a pup. So you believe then that he's got 4 to 5 years of really good football left in him.
Absolutely.
Then go make the move.
Absolutely.
Then go make the move. Stop.
And by the way, there were, I think the first year I did games for Fox, Jim Caldwell was the head coach. Great man. Jim Caldwell, great man. And they had a good defense. I mean, that's back when they had Darius Slay as a young player and they had, Diggs at the safety position as a young player. They had a good pass rusher. Oh gosh, what was the kid's name? That was Ziggy Ansah before he was completely beat down and he was a good player. So they had some good players on the defensive side. But, again, I think they were a playoff team there, but I will tell you right now, going all the way back 4 years ago, they couldn't run the football at all. As a matter of fact, they didn't even choose to run the football. They just threw it on Matthew Stafford's shoulders and go, hey, go try to win us these games. And, Galladay was their number one guy. I'm telling you, just from an organizational standpoint and just the way they have operated, and what they have sunk their assets into, it's not sustainable stuff. It's just as the way they have been built to me is they've been built upside down and you can't win when you're built upside down. I mean, look at me and the gigantic upper body and the tiny little spindly legs. You wonder why I laid on an operating table so many times, right? I was built upside down. Should have the big giant ass and big thighs and right. But you just can't, it's not sustainable that way.
Texter, we got to stop grabbing quarterbacks off the scrap heap. Matthew Stafford is not a scrap heap quarterback. There were not 12 to 15 teams that were inquiring about Joe Flacco late in his career.
Mm-hmm.
There will be 12 to 15 teams inquiring about Matthew Stafford.
Right.
So enough with the scrap heap. I think the bigger question is, is it smart to just try to go at this with finding a quarterback for a relatively small window when you know that Mahomes is out there for the next 10 to 12 years at least? Who knows about Herbert, but the first year the reviews are pretty good. Is that the smart way to go? Or the other side says, nope, you either have to go find an overpay, whatever it takes, for a quarterback that you think can go head-to-head with Watson for the next 10 to 15 years, like a Deshaun Watson, or you have to just continue. It's the DMAC doctrine. Just continue to swing at quarterbacks. Doesn't matter who.
Right.
Just continue to swing at them.
As long as they're 1 through 19, but not 20 through 29, right. But 30 through 32.
It's bizarre. But that apart, that just the idea that you just got to keep going after him. And like one texter said, we need to be done with recycled quarterbacks. We got to decide on a young mobile quarterback and develop him. Of course, then I ask, who's that guy?
Right.
And then it becomes DMAC philosophy. I don't know.
Here's the deal.
Just draft one of them.
Here's the deal. If you draft Stafford, you don't have to give up on Locke. He's still on your roster. He could still sit behind and learn. And oh, by the way, you know what I think you should do? I think you should draft one. And keep drafting him. And guess what? 2 years from now, you draft one. If you see one that you love in the first round that comes to you, draft him. Second round, third, whatever it is. You should be in the quarterback development business.
Oh, I've said that for years. Should draft one every year until you find your guy.
Go back to Tom Brady. I know it was a sixth round pick. Tom Brady was so impressive to them, just his knowledge of the game and the way he carried himself, that they kept the fourth quarterback on their roster, Tom Brady, the fourth quarterback on their roster
active
his rookie
roster.
Year.
On their active,
on an
roster.
Active roster.
So in practice squad,
right.
Active, yeah.
Active roster. They kept four quarterbacks just because they were like, this kid got something. Did they know that when they drafted him? Of course not, because then they would have taken him earlier. But the bottom line is, you got to be in the quarterback development business.
So why would you say go after Stafford but not Watson? That doesn't make sense. Of course it makes sense. I'm talking about giving up maybe a first and a third versus three firsts, maybe multiple seconds, and a player.
I heard D-Mac said he'd give up four first-rounders for Watson.
Yeah, some reports have it that the asking price will be three firsts and 3 seconds. Which, by the way, why is it just me? Early, is it just me Friday? Is it just me, or why is Matthew Stafford's record held against him, but Deshaun Watson's isn't? Deshaun Watson's 28-25. 28-25.
Mm-hmm.
He's 1-2 in the playoffs. He's got a playoff win. But he's 28-25. He's coming off a 4-12 season. Why is it, if Matthew Stafford goes, what'd Stafford go this year? 5-11?
5-11.
Matthew Stafford goes 5-11. Ah! He can't lift anybody. Deshaun Watson goes 4-12. Oh, it's not Deshaun Watson's fault. Oh, it's all that dysfunction and it's all the lack of talent and they don't have this and they don't have that. Well, you notice the
right.
Double standard here?
Yeah.
I like Deshaun Watson a lot. Would I like to have Deshaun Watson as my quarterback? Sure, but for that asking price, and still in my belief, my humble belief is you'd be getting a good quarterback, you're not getting Mahomes. So if you're out there saying we got to find a guy that has to be able to go not only toe-to-toe, but more often than not be better than Mahomes, sorry, Watson ain't it. Nope. I'll go back to, and thank you for some more ammunition that you gave me this, where you said your classic 70-30 theory about quarterbacking.
Mm-hmm.
You need a quarterback who's a 70-30 guy, meaning he operates the offense. It's just flat out pure quarterback
precision.
Play.
Right.
70% of the time, 30% of the time, hey, he's out there making something out of nothing, right?
Right.
You need that 70-30 guy. Mahomes is a 70-30 guy. You think Watson's a 50-50 guy?
Yeah. Right. As currently constructed.
All
right.
Well,
now.
Then right away, you're telling me.
Part of that is because they break down all the time and you know, they're not very good on offense. But I will say this, you know, you talk about dysfunction. I mean, I'm out in Detroit a year ago. Out in Detroit a year ago doing a game. It's late November. Freezing. It's Detroit. Wind blowing. It's nasty. They got David Blau playing quarterback. I mean, he's got a pea shooter for an arm. I mean, it just is like, and they're playing in Detroit. I mean, they're playing indoors.
Indoors.
Friday practice, we're outside.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because my guys got to be tougher.
Yeah.
We got to toughen my guys up.
Oh, Patricia.
Like, that's the.
Stop trying to beat Belichick.
Right. That's the organization, though. That's what they like. That's what they've been living in.
What is it, Bill? Why are all of your disciples so determined to be just like you?
Great question, Mike. I'm really glad you asked that.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, I like football season and all the things that go with it.
Just genius right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of football, the big game is coming up, the fans' big game challenge. We got to call it the big game.
We do.
Everybody now calls it the big game.
It's the big game because,
officially.
SB is trademarked or something.
Right. You're not officially. So it's the big game. Fans big game challenge powered by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Make your picks for Kansas City and Tampa Bay. Questions like who will win the coin toss? Who will be the MVP? You get the most questions right. You're winning the grand prize of $750. Finish in the top 10. We'll set you up with $100 to Smashburger. Ooh, I like Smashburger.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. Free to play. Just sign up to play right now at 1043thefan.com/challenge. The Fan's big game challenge. Check it out. It's all free at 1043thefan.com.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
On the, we'll get to the RamosLaw.com text line here in just a second. You want to do it right now? We'll do it. Or you want to? We'll do it at the end of the segment. We got a little surprise for you. We kicked this off yesterday.
We had a lot of fun with it.
Okay, we did. Did we?
We did without you.
All right, without me.
But it involves you.
All right.
It's like stink trivia.
Yeah. Oh, love stink. Hey. I know all the answers.
Do you?
You know, the problem is
really?
I probably don't know all the answers.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't.
I think I'll question that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw the challenge flag on
that one.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here's one on the RamosLaw.com text line. Steve, you keep talking about all the dysfunction in Detroit. Please tell us about all the function here in Denver. Lions, Broncos, it's all the same. Stafford, Watson, they just be making a lateral move.
As currently constructed, had you not changed who was making the calls, yes, I agree. I agree. You know, and for all those people, I mean, it's the same people that were like, well, I mean, what did Minnesota do? They won the NFC a couple of times. They went to the playoffs six times. Remember, they had Aaron Rodgers in the division the whole time. Again, another one of those, like, remember what I said about how when you go on this decade dynastic run, like you're at best, you hope to be very competitive, maybe to win a couple of AFC Wests. Like maybe the Chiefs stumble, maybe you know something happens and Mahomes misses 6-7 game, whatever. But you're not. It's not like all of a sudden you're a Drew Lock. Well, like Drew Lock figured it out yesterday, and now we're gonna compete because we got the speed last year. Like you've been sold a faulty bill of goods. So I hope that you actually realize, and I think George Payton realizes this, what you have to do to be competitive during that time.
But you understand, Bronco fans aren't ready to accept that. Right now, they're not ready to accept that this is the Chiefs dynasty that we're watching the early stages of. They're not ready to accept the idea that this is a division that the best you can hope for is to be competitive during the next 10 to 15 years. They're not ready to accept the fact that, hey, maybe the best you can do is get you a quarterback right now that can give you a good 4 to 5 year window,
right,
in the midst of that
to be competitive
10 to 15 year dynasty. But that's it. They don't want that. They want their answer to Mahomes.
Right.
They want their guy that they can say, here's our guy for the next 10 to 15 years.
Right.
That's what they want. That's either in the form of Deshaun Watson. You know, damn the price. We'll worry about that later. Just get him here. Or it's take a swing at Justin Fields. Move up to get him. Take a swing at Zach Wilson. Move up to get him. Take a swing at Trey Lance. He might be there for you. That's why the reaction to this, and it's unofficial. It's unofficial. I'm just going by the reaction, but we get hundreds of texts every single day. I would say, based on what we're receiving, it's running about 70-30 against.
Sure.
The idea of staff.
I understand, because
people want something bigger and long lasting.
Okay. So you go after Fields. You go after
Wilson.
You go after Trey Lance underpants. How many years does it take before you go through the growth process like you've gone through with Drew Lock?
Doesn't matter, Mark. If he's the one, it's worth it. That's what they'll tell you. Doesn't matter. If he's the one, we'll wait another couple years. If he's the one, it's worth it. And while you're waiting, you continue to build up the rest of your team.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's ready to pop, here we go.
Yes.
Here you go. Chiefs, look out.
Here we come.
That is what I'm getting. I mean, there's, like I said, there's the minority that's saying, hey, I'm buying what Stink is selling.
Right.
And Stafford for the next 4 to 5 years, let's go. Let's do this. But that's the minority.
Right. But to me, it does make the most sense. Anyhow, that's just where I am. And I'm not one of those guys that believes that there are, five Hall of Fame quarterbacks and you're going to find at least two unicorns in every draft. Like, some people espouse it. It just doesn't happen.
Texter. And 7 out of 10 of your listeners are idiots. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's just kind of where I'm at. So, and
if you are right, and I obviously respect your opinion on this stuff more than most people I'll listen to in this market. If you honestly believe in your heart of hearts that this guy has at least 5 years of elite quarterback skill football left in him,
mm-hmm.
then if this offense is anything what it's supposed to be on paper, with the moves they made on the offensive line, with all the receivers, the tight ends, with everything that on paper, right? What did Colin Cowherd call it last off season? It's something that's ready to pop. I think that's what the word he used. Something that's ready to pop. The Broncos ready to pop.
Winning 11 games and competing in the division. And then in December, we were the worst team in the history of football.
But there's no doubt that, the Broncos during last offseason certainly made headlines for they have put into place on paper the pieces for what could be one of the most intriguing, young, dynamic offenses in the years to come. All right. Let's say that's the case. And you're telling me that this guy in Stafford has 5 years of elite football in him? You know what? A 5-year window with Peyton Manning worked great. I wouldn't give that up for the world.
It was an awesome time, wasn't it?
It was an awesome time. I'm not saying Matthew Stafford is going to deliver like Peyton Manning did, but I'm not worried about just looking at the next 5-year window. I'm fine with that. After that, I'll worry about the next window. I'm not consumed with finding a guy that's going to be here for the next 15 years. I think that's a fool's errand, man. If you just start operating with the idea of I got to find a guy that's going to be here for the next 15 years, I think you're setting yourself up for a couple decades worth of irrelevancy is what you're setting yourself up for. So let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
All right. Let's do it. Let's give you a chance to win in the Stinking Good Tailgate Showdown. So here's the idea. Each day we give you a stink trivia question. If you are the right caller with the right answer, you immediately become one of our 5 qualifiers. Qualifier gets a $100 King Supers gift card, a 6-pack of Stinky Good Green Chili, and a chance to compete via Zoom in a Stinking Good Tailgate Showdown for the big game on February 7th, 3 to 4 p.m. by putting together your best tailgate appetizer or dish using Stinking Good for a chance to win. And you can get a 65-inch flat-screen TV, Traeger Smoker Grill, $300 King Supers gift card, and a year's supply of Stinking Good Green Chili.
Wait a minute. Did I
Jeff, you signed off on that?
I signed off on that? The heck is going on around here?
A year's supply of Stinky Good Green Chili? I think over the last 5 years, I've gotten 2 free tubs from Mark. Here you go.
Use it wisely.
Use it wisely.
Tablespoon a day.
Go to 1043thefan.com, tailgate for all the details. So, here's your chance to become a qualifier and be in a position to win the grand prize. We'll take caller number 10, 303-713-1043 with the correct answer to this question. What is Stink's dad's nickname?
Ooh, that's a tough one. We've said it many times on here.
Many times.
Many times.
All right, caller 10, 303-713-1043. What is Stink's dad's nickname? Good luck to get qualified. And just by qualifying, you automatically get the $100 King Supers gift card, a 6-pack of Stinky Good Green Chili, and a chance to compete for the big prize. So, good luck. All right, much more reaction to what the Broncos should or should not do, and does the push for Stafford, what does that mean for Drew Lock? He still has his believers, his supporters. What does it mean for them? That's next. Did we get a winner? Do we get a qualifier? Millennial Ben? Scott the Huff? Did we get one? I assume we did. Ow. Ow. That hurt. I assume we did. We did.
Look at Benny just basically saying, in your ear. What was that all about?
Was that static, or was that him just like going all...
I don't know.
It was like all exorcist-like.
I don't, Benny, just like sometimes Benny, he just, you know,
he snaps.
I know. Now, he showed great leadership early in the show. We didn't even have to ask him. He just played the smear campaign.
Yeah. But
sometimes, you know, he's back there.
He gets
rummaging around.
Yeah, no, we got it. The qualifier, the answer to the question, your dad's nickname.
Yes.
Of course. Poolside.
Poolside. Everybody knows that.
Everyone knows that one. All right, so we'll have another question, another chance to qualify in the Stinking Good Tailgate Showdown coming up tomorrow. Good luck.
It's going to be cool because you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be on that Zoom call with all the qualifiers, and I'm going to get to see, you know, pregame before the big game. I'm going to see all the different dishes that were made using Stinking Good Green Chili, and then I'm going to have the honor of picking the winner.
Awesome. Lost in your ringing endorsement. And for those who missed it, Mark is all in on Matthew Stafford. Says he's got elite quarterback talent. That only Aaron Rodgers is a more just physically gifted, talented
thrower of the football. Yes. Now, he's not the athletic,
no,
like run-around type.
No.
I mean,
but when it comes
Watson
to throwing the football,
yeah,
only Aaron Rodgers surpasses him. Okay.
Of all the guys that I've studied, and I've studied a lot of them. There's
ringing endorsement. Absolute ringing endorsement. Lost in all of this is poor Drew Lock. What does it mean for Drew? If you got your wish, the Broncos would have Matthew Stafford.
Correct.
What does that mean for Drew Lock? Because there's no competition, by the way.
Right.
You make a move for Matthew Stafford, he is your quarterback.
I mean, Drew goes where he belongs, on the bench. Continues to marinate. Throw him in the crock pot. Let him simmer.
Still have him under contract for 2 more years.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing. There is nothing that is embarrassing. There is nothing that is wrong with simmering for a while behind Matthew Stafford. Continuing to hone and learn your craft. That's okay.
So the idea being then what? With him. Because you're not trading for Matthew Stafford with the idea that once his contract is up after 2 years that you're moving on from him.
No.
You're doing so with the hope that he's the guy here for the next 5 years. So what does that mean for Locke?
That means for Locke, you're going to be a backup for the foreseeable future. When your contract is up, does somebody else give you an opportunity to lead their franchise? Or do you sign another deal here? You know,
as the heir apparent.
Right. And you know, let Brock Osweiler be a cautionary tale. Understand where your value is. Understand, you know, what you're bringing to the table. And maybe it is. Maybe you get that opportunity to You know, I mean, maybe Stafford gets hurt one year and you come in and light it up for seven games.
Right.
So knock yourself out. Good for
right.
you.
Whatever. Yeah, it's like the Garoppolo. You get the Garoppolo,
right.
plan. Like in New England, you sit behind a great quarterback, you learn, you get an opportunity, whether it's through injury or deflated footballs, get a chance to play, show your wares.
Right.
Maybe you create a little trade value. You get shipped somewhere else.
Let me ask you a question right now.
Or perhaps you're the heir apparent, yeah.
You think Garoppolo gets shipped if they've got a legit chance to go after Stafford or Watson in San Francisco? Or Aaron Rodgers, for that matter, since Aaron is all upset.
Yeah.
Of course he does. Hey, Jimmy, great having you around. You're really handsome.
Love
See
the
ya.
Hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. But yeah, there's no reason why you can't, you don't throw Lock aside. You
no.
just say, okay, continue to grow, continue to learn, make the most of your opportunities.
Right.
Preseason games, mop up duty, mm-hmm. the occasional injury. Show what you got.
Yeah.
And maybe you behind the scenes, and then when you do get a chance to perform, you perform in a way in which people are really raving about your development. That kind of stuff gets around the league. And then all of a sudden, if you're the Broncos, you got an asset.
Sure.
To either use for yourself or to use in a trade.
By the way, how did that happen with Aaron Rodgers? You know how it happened in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers? How he got to the point where they were like, we're ready to move off Brett Favre. You know, this is the way that happened. Brett Favre didn't come to any of the off-season program stuff. He refused to, he was hunkered down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, mowing his lawn. So in all those OTAs and all those mini camps and all those things that went on, guess who got all the reps for years? Aaron Rodgers. And at some point they were like, dude, this kid is really good. He really knows it. It took him a couple years. He's really good. And at that point they said, it's time. Let's move off of Rodgers. You know, Rodgers didn't really play for his first, 3 years in the league, right? So, there's more than one way to become a starter. There's more than one way to, I understand they're few and far between, but the Rich Gannons of the world, the Aaron Rodgers of the world, there's a lot of guys, not a lot, but there's guys who have come up that way, Mike. And Matthew Stafford would beat out all but a handful of quarterbacks on every team. So there's no shame in that. And I tell you what, you can learn a lot from a guy. By sitting and watching and preparing with that guy and backing that guy up.
All right, Stink, you sold me. I mean, this isn't just an endorsement you've given of Stafford. I mean, this is ringing endorsement stuff. This is like my word is oak.
Yeah.
Stuff.
What you do have is my word. And it's stronger than oak.
Mm-hmm. So. Let's do it. I'm curious to see how the other shows today react to all this. I know Stokely and Zach, they're not high on Stafford. I assume they just...
Brandon Stokely and some other guy on there.
I assume they just want to chase unicorns.
Yes.
Don't go chasing unicorns.
Stick to the old dudes you've had success with. Yeah. That's a good point.
That's a good point, yeah.
They're riding that rainbow skittle to Unicornville. And you just see the two of those guys on the rainbow, like, wee, their feet. It'd be like a scene right out of Anchorman where he's, you know, they're riding the ponies, the unicorns on the rainbow skittle.
Look, we're busting chops, but I do think they represent, you understand your opinion about Stafford is in the minority, because even if it's a pretty good 4 to 5 year window, I don't think people with the presence of what Mahomes out there, and maybe even Herbert, I don't think people are interested in 3, 4, 5 year windows. They want the guy, whoever it is, to be able to go toe-to-toe with these guys for the next 10 to 15 years. That's what people want.
Good luck.
All right.
I hope that works out for you.
All right.
That's what they wanted in Miami during the Brady time. That's what they wanted in, you know, Pittsburgh during Bradshaw's time. That's what they wanted in Atlanta during Joe Montana's time. That's what they wanted in Kansas City during Elway's time. How'd that work out for all those places? It's what they wanted anywhere during, that's what they wanted in New England during Marino's time. How'd that work out? No, really. I'm just telling you.
All right. And finally, I'll leave with this text. They'll probably all just make fun of you all day. That's fine. That's fine. Bleedings of lambs. Okay. We are the Wolfpack after all.
Sorry.
Okay, we're done. We got Sandy. We got O coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.